Chapter 3. I had visited many seaside towns of the southern and westerly coasts with my mother and father during our years at Bath. Lyme, with its mild climate, delightful walks, and beautiful scenery, had remained my favourite. We had returned there with great pleasure several times, but it had been a refuge then from a city which I despised. Henry, I have no need to travel all the way to Lyme, said I, as I admired the gracefully waving branches of the trees in our back garden. I have all the seaside walks and breezes I could want here.
Yes, but they are Southampton breezes. The sea bathing here is nowhere near as good as at Lyme. I would not put my foot in Southampton water.
And this is a town of some 8,000 people. Lyme is but a village. You are forgetting the summer crowds.
Even so, I would suggest Brighton, but it is not within my budget at present. And I know how you love Lyme, Jane. It has been 3 years since our last visit. I have never seen you so happy anywhere else. I want to take you there and help you find your smile again, for it has been a great while since it has gone missing.
I did love Lyme. All at once I could envision myself strolling beside its pretty little bay and out onto the Cobb, marvelling at the view of its bright pebbly beaches, sparkling waves, and majestic surrounding cliffs. Still, I shook my head. Mary needs us now. Frank set sail in a 7-night. We cannot leave her.
She will have Mother and Cassandra and Martha.
She would indeed, I thought. It was a highly tempting offer, and I realized all of a sudden that I would dearly love to get away. But how can I leave them all behind for a holiday at Lyme? And what of Eliza and your business? Can you be gone so long?
I was not thinking of a lengthy stay. A week, perhaps, a fortnight at most. Eliza will applaud my mission. Just think of it. We shall take long walks. We shall bathe every other day. We shall make new acquaintances and provide fascinating company for others at the assembly room balls. Here you are forced to keep the same society.